Yeah, well, she's a bitch. She shouldn't be talking about that. Why? What benefit does it have for her to talk about all my dirty secrets behind closed doors? It sounds like it must be all of them if she got all the way to me blowing a tad early. Okay, all right, enough. You see what I mean? How many details you know? You see, that shouldn't be a thing. There should be some sanctity, don't you think? I didn't think it'd be that big of a deal. I just mean that it was impulsive. And with that impulsivity came certain expectations, or lack thereof, about brevity, right? And I wasn't really, you know, trying to keep it going as long as possible. I figure you're hooking up. It doesn't seem like something that needs to go on forever. Okay, all right, funny guy. I get it. It wasn't long, but it was good. She did say that it was good, right? That the dick was good, even if it was, you know, brief. That's what counts. That's what counts. It's about leaving an impression on them, on their mattress. If you're lucky, their floor. Slightly different kind of impression in that case. You know, you'd laugh at me, but I've never gotten to hear any of your stories. None. Guys just don't really do that. Not as much shop talk, I guess. Well, I mean, it's more of a talk about you than it is about what's happened. So I am at a complete disadvantage there. I don't have any of your stories of embarrassing mishaps. Oh, please. Nobody comes out unscathed when it comes to sex. Everybody's got embarrassing stories. You are so delusional. It's wild. You don't think that there is any circumstance that you might come a little early. Oh, pride goeth before the fall. I'm thinking that I could prove you wrong on that. You see, and then I would have one of those embarrassing stories. Oh, yeah, okay. So people aren't allowed to talk about yours, but you're all expected to talk about mine. Is that how this works? Brat. I think with my fingers, my tongue, and your toy, it would not be close to 10 minutes. It might be closer to 5, actually. Well, you're the one that said that you could last in pretty much any circumstance, right? It doesn't matter. You should be able to hold your nut. Isn't that what you said to me? Yeah. Well, if I turn the tables and you come early, you have to stop making fun of me. If, of course, you're not scared to take the bet, because you know you'll lose. Well, we're going to need some equipment. I want that vibrator. You know which vibrator. Go get it. You keep it that far away? I didn't expect that. Because you never seem stressed. So I figure you must take care of yourself pretty often. Wow. A little bit of heft to this, huh? So, what do you prefer? Oh, I can't even get a little head start? Pun intended. Well, clear the way. Unless you'd like me to do it like this and really embarrass you, and you can make a mess in your panties. We could do that. But I do want it over your panties. Good. Show me. Wider. Already wet. Look at that. Someone's excited. Have you been baiting me? Is that all this is? Wanting me to defend my honor. It worked. It might not work again, but it worked once. Lean closer. I'm gonna hold this right here, right over your panties. You are not allowed to look away. You are not allowed to close your eyes. You have to maintain eye contact. Understand? Good. Oh, it must feel good. It's your toy of choice, after all. The weapon that slays a long day. And now it's one I get to wield. And I know it feels a little better with a little motion up here. Clit sensitive already? That doesn't bode well, does it? Answer me. You were so sure that it was going to be easy. Or maybe you were just sure that I was going to be easy, in which case I suppose well played. But I am going to get my revenge either way. Because I see it happening already. You want to squirm him away, and I should have conditioned that you can't. You're going to stay right here. You're gonna keep looking at me. It me, not the toy. How many times have you thought about us having this conversation? I bet you've practiced the ridiculing me, but didn't quite expect it to end with me tracing the entrance of your cunt over your panties with your Hitachi. Strong, isn't it? Oh, is it too strong? I wish it was my hand just so I could feel if you were twitching. I think you are. The rest of your body language suggests it, at least. I suppose there's another way to gauge how desperate you are. Very. Tell me what. In your panties. Yeah. That was a quick change of mind. What happened? Did somebody prove you wrong? Oh. I knew you wouldn't last long. I knew you were just baiting me. Just teasing, toying. Now I get to do it. What if I just turned it off? Walked away. Maybe I would. It wouldn't be the first time I've done something like that. I mean, you probably didn't hear about those because they were so successful. Don't you want to understand those stories too? Or are you only interested in failure? In which case, maybe I should repay you in kind. Turn it off. Deny you. And then you can tell everyone that I failed to make you come. But it won't be because you think that it's embarrassing. It'll be for revenge. Because you need it so bad. You need me so bad. I saw that one. The rest of your body is giving it away. And you're about to. Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Look at me. Come. Look at that mess. Fuck, you're soaking those. I think he didn't quite make 5 minutes. Honestly, I think it's a little better than I expected, though. Nope. You're gonna stay. And you get the post-orgasm through your panties, too. So, I suspect this story won't be making the rounds. I can imagine. After all, it would just be too damaging to someone's pride.